At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome, everyone, to the Goddess Vibration Podcast. This is Allie.
And this is Tiara.
Today, we are going to talk about timelines. We have a couple theories about timelines and what's going on this planet, because we both feel that the timelines have been, like, something's going on with time, right? Like, I don't understand where time is going. It's already August, and I feel like the new year was just a few freaking days ago. I don't know what is going on with time. I know everybody's feeling it. It's not just us. And there has been super, super interesting conspiracy theories around this. A few have been a time traveler has messed with the timelines. This is one conspiracy. A time traveler has messed with all the different timelines and I guess is trying to correct their mistake and only making things like 1,000 times worse. And then there's some other theories involving, I think, the Hadron Collider. Is that right, Tiara?
Hadron Collider.
Yes. And there's that theory saying that they purposely were trying to mess with the timelines. And I have all these questions. I'm just like, why are we messing with time at all? Because things are crazy right now and nothing makes sense. And it feels like everything is happening all at once, or everything is not, or like nothing is happening at all. We are in some freaky deaky alternate universe, and Tiara and I want to talk about it.
Well, and not just that, like, I've even experienced some weird timeline stuff that, like, and Allie has been with me on, like, many of these experiences, and stuff that we just can't make sense of. And then I'm seeing a lot more of the Mandela effects happening, and even with the whole thing that happened with the Epstein files, like, now there are people that saying they never existed. And I'm just like, how did we get to these distortions so quickly? And I know for me, there's been a couple experiences I've had where, like, I might experience something or see something in the same space and Allie's there and it's like something completely different that I don't see. I had this weird experience where, like, my phone disappeared out of my purse and reappeared in a spot I had never been. And someone came and told me they had found my phone. Some person that, like, acted like she knew me or knew who I was, who I'd never met in my life. And I had a really weird experience where my perfectly functioning phone that I used here in Colombia last year worked perfectly fine. All of a sudden this year stopped working. And then when I tried to get help about it, they told me it's because your phone isn't compatible with the network. And I'm just like, no, my phone has always worked with this network. What are you talking about? And they were like, no, your phone has never been compatible with the network. And just stuff that I cannot explain. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if timelines are just crossing and twisting and turning. It's just nothing makes sense. And it's so bizarre. And so, you know, me and Allie were talking a little bit about this topic. And we were just like, you know, there has to be an explanation. There has to be something going on. You know, we played around with a couple different theories, but one of the ones that really is fascinating to me is this idea that our universe somehow got damaged or destroyed because they were experimenting with electromagnetic energy and particles and somehow got, like, shifted to another timeline or reality. So it's fascinating stuff, but it's also stuff that we, you know, at this time can't really fully comprehend and explain. So we're going down conspiracy rabbit hole a little bit today. It should be a very interesting conversation.
So for those who might not know this, but, and it of course is going to always depend on your belief, but we are true believers that we live in a multiverse and that there are an infinite number of timelines and there are multiple realities, obviously, on each of these timelines. And so there's all of these possibilities, which is why if you see spiritual teachers or coaches or mentors talk about quantum jumping into your highest timeline, or if they're talking about quantum leaping, it's very similar to the same thing. I am of the belief that every decision that we make can alternate or increase our chances of either quantum leaping or quantum jumping, whatever you guys want to, whatever term you want to use, that we can shift into a different reality on a different timeline. And so that's the only reason why I find timelines super, super fascinating, because I am 100% convinced that even though Tiara and I are both currently in Medellin, Colombia, like Tiara and I are best friends, we've known each other for 11 years. I am 1,000% convinced that even though her and I like can physically see each other, like we can go meet at a coffee shop, that her and I 1,000% exist in completely different realities. And I know that that might sound a lot for any of you to wrap your head around, but we have stories around this and it blows both of our minds. And the story that I really want to share is actually going to come back to our acupuncturist. So I've been seeing this acupuncturist for about, I don't know, maybe 2 years now. And so I'm very familiar with his office. I obviously go on a monthly basis, and Tiara's been to his office like maybe 3 or 4 times now. And I've been talking about this TV that it has always existed in my reality, always. And so I would say as of, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 months now, the TV finally has like promotional content on it. Like prior to about 8 or 9 months ago, the TV was always there, but it was never turned on. And I noticed maybe 8 or 9 months ago, okay, the TV is now turned on and it has promotional content, and like he's offering, you know, all these different IVs because he's an acupuncturist. He does offer IVs. And then, you know, he also has other services that he doesn't perform that he is now sharing with a different practitioner who does like this thing called access bars. And I was just telling Tiara, I was like, oh, if you want to learn more, look at the TV when you go to Jamie's office. And she went and she was just like, Allie, I don't see a TV. And I was like, how can you not see a TV? It's huge. It's there. And she's like, I was looking around. I was looking at all the walls. I was like, where is this TV that she keeps talking about? And I was like, I'm not understanding how you don't freaking see a TV. So I recently had a visit, an appointment, and I'm like taking photos of this television and I am sending it to her. And she is just like, I swear to God, I have never seen that television. And I'm just like, what is happening? And like the only explanation that I can come up with is that her and I live in two completely different realities.
Oh yeah. Like I went to his appointment with the intention of finding this TV. And I was like, all right, I'm going to look for this TV. And, you know, maybe that'll be on. Maybe I'll see some interesting things. I went in there looking for the TV with the menu and the screen. And I was just like, I don't see a TV in here. Is it in one of the rooms that he has? Like, did she like not share that part? Did I miss that part? And what I saw was a wall that had decor, right? Like it was just like, he's kind of got like this whole Buddhist vibe thing going on in his office. And he's got like some other decors on the walls and it's all really nice. And I remember enjoying that, but being like, where does he put the TV? And I literally did not see a TV on the wall. And maybe it's because it was off that I didn't see it, but she told me it was gigantic. And so I was like, well, you can't miss a gigantic fucking TV. So I'm looking for this TV and it's literally not there. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. Did they put the TV in the back at nighttime? I was the first appointment that was like, what, 8 a.m. in the morning or something like that. So I was wondering, maybe they moved it. I don't know. I have no idea. I just know I did not see a TV. I didn't.
Okay, so the story even gets weirder because obviously I'm at lunch with her and I pull up the photos I sent her and she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. She's like, not only did I not see that television, but I swear on my life, even the decor was different. And I just looked at her like she was crazy and she's looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm just like, I took these photos. Obviously, I was in his office. Here's his logo on his promotional content. Obviously, I was in the same place you were. How do you A, not see the television, and B, how is the decor different? Like, right. Someone needs to explain this to me right now.
Right. And we had no explanation. So we just ended up like arguing about it for like 20 minutes. But like, yeah, that was literally my experience. And it was completely different. It looked completely different. It was weird. I didn't know what to make of it. She thought I was crazy. I thought she was crazy. And that's just one example.
But I have photos. I have proof. So the TR just needs to make another appointment and she's going to need to go into the office and start taking photos and send them to me. So I'm the one that obviously thinks she's more crazy because I was like, well, I sent you photos of what I'm seeing in his office. You don't have those photos. You don't have proof. So I'm just waiting for her to make another appointment so we can just settle this.
No, I will totally do that. I have no problem doing that. And I mean, I don't know, maybe it was just, it was moves. Like, you know, it could have been something that simple. I don't really know.
Okay, this TV has been there for over two years that I've
been
visiting.
There's no way that TV has been there for 2 years. There's no way. I am telling you. Like, no. I have never seen a TV in that place in the four appointments I've had with that man. Like, no.
And I've been seeing him for over 2 years and that TV has always been there.
That's insane. That's insane. Literally insane. Ain't no way.
Yeah. So if you guys need more proof that we exist on different timelines, that we exist in different realities, I mean, I'm sure TR and I can share more stories.
And the whole thing about...
crazy.
Yeah. And, you know... the whole thing about timelines is that, like, yeah, so there's an infinite number. And as we shift our frequencies or energies, we're supposed to, like, tune into different specific timelines. But so it kind of makes sense. Like, right, our realities are reflected back to us. So if one person's on a specific frequency or wavelength and someone else is on another one, it kind of makes sense that you will see and experience reality in very, very, very different ways. And I don't know what it is, but it's just so mind-boggling to me that that's a thing and that that's how reality works. Like, I'm still wrapping my mind around it because it's just, it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me.
So what TR is kind of talking about here is, yes, our frequency at our core and where we vibrate is extremely important. So your frequency and your vibration that you emit out into the world is going to, I guess, transform or not transform. It's going to project. It's going to project your reality. So TR and I are on very, very different frequencies. And that's only because I have done more healing than she has. And I'm further along in my healing journey. And she's kind of more at the beginning. So if you think about it in terms of energy, it makes sense that our realities and what's being projected back at us are very different. Because healing is going to raise our vibrations. And the higher vibration that we go, obviously the universe is going to respond to that and your reality is going to be much different versus someone who is at the beginning of their journey and having all of these blocks in their chakra system. And, you know, if they're still struggling with things like control, depression, anxiety, things like that. So of course, like whatever you are emitting out into the universe, that is going to be projected back as your reality. And I've been working with Tiara trying to get her to understand this concept, because Tiara is just like, well, I just exist and then whatever happens, happens. It's like, no, you need to actually shift that mindset into everything is energy. And so energy is a form of communication. And so the energy that's within you and the energy that you are emitting out is going to be projected back. And so even though Tiara and I, like, yes, we live in the same place and we're friends and like we do stuff together, it's just very interesting how certain things happen to her that don't happen to me. Like the phone incident where, yes, Tiara purchased this phone. I was here last year when she purchased the phone here and she brought it back to America with her and it worked perfectly fine for that entire year that she was in America. And then she comes back down here working perfectly fine. And then all of a sudden, one day it just shut off. Literally.
So what it did is I wasn't able to receive phone calls because I was doing work where I was a psychic advisor. And so I had online clients who would call me and I would do readings for them. And I was working and I kept getting notifications on my computer that I was getting calls, but my phone wasn't ringing. And I was like, well, why isn't my phone ringing? That's strange. So I went to, you know, the network I was working with and I told them, I'm getting missed calls. Like, why is that happening? And one of the technicians said to me, well, the calls are going to your phone, but they're not being answered. And I'm just like, well, that's crazy because I've been sitting here next to my phone for like an hour and it hasn't rung once. And so they were like, well, we can't help you with that. There's got to be something going on with your phone. So I was like, okay, let me call my service provider, which is Mint. Mint is like a newer service provider based out of the United States, and they have very reasonable plans that are like $15 a month. You buy 3 months at a time. You get, like, depending on the plan, you get pretty much the same service you would get with any other provider. And it was fantastic. It was working great. So I was like, all right, let me call Mint. So I call them and I tell them the same thing. Hey, I'm not getting phone calls. Why am I not getting phone calls? And they were like, well, what is your phone? And so I told them the type of phone I have, that I've been using it for a year with the same plan. It's been great. And they were like, well, this phone doesn't support this specific energetic band. And you need that in order to be compatible with Mint. And I was like, well, that's ridiculous because I've been using this phone with Mint for over a year. And they were like, that's not possible. And I was like, yes, it is. That's literally what has been happening. And they were like, your phone is not compatible with our network. It never worked. And I was like, yes, it did. And I went back and forth with this person for like an hour. And then we even experimented and we had Allie call the phone. And I was like, you know what? Just call the phone. I want to see what happens. I want to see if it rings. I want to see if it like goes to voicemail. I just want to know. So Allie actually ended up calling the phone and she told me she heard someone pick up the phone and not say a word. And I was like, there is no fucking way that happened. And she was like, Tiara, someone else picked up your phone. And I was like, no way. So I went back to Mint and I was like, hey, someone else picked up my phone number when she called. I think someone stole my number. And they were like, no, that's not what happened. Your phone's not compatible. And they just didn't seem to understand what I was talking about. And I felt like a crazy person. I literally thought I was going insane. So for a while, I wasn't able to make any calls. And then eventually later, the phone stopped being able to receive and send texts. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know why it's happening. This is insane. I don't know what to do. And so as of now, I don't have a working American phone number. I'm resorting to using an eSIM, like just for travel. And eventually I'm just going to port my number over to Google Voice. But as of now, like for whatever reason, my phone just stopped working and no one knows why. No one knows why.
Right. So that's the story in a nutshell. And we were just sitting here like trying to wrap our heads about what the heck happened. And I was just like, I wonder if you had shifted timelines. And TR was like, what? And I was like, well, let's just go to tarot. Let's pull out tarot because we're both tarot readers and let's do some digging. Let's go down the rabbit hole. And according to tarot, Tiara had shifted timelines. And I'm just like, how quickly she shifted timelines, how quickly it happened. I was just like, how is any of this even possible? So like her and I have been going. So this happened maybe a month and a half ago. And so Tiara and I have just been like going down the rabbit hole of timelines and realities and how her and I exist on different realities. And it's newer to us, but there's a lot of interesting and fascinating stuff here.
And so it's so weird to me because I'm just like, okay, so even if I did shift timelines, am I on a timeline where I'm just like meant doesn't work here, like, because it did last year. So it's so
okay
strange
to be
to
fair. You were not on Mint last year, you were on T-Mobile.
Okay, that's fair, that's right. But when I got here, when I arrived, the phone was working fine. It wasn't
correct
having any
issues. Yes, okay. Correct, it was working fine,
right? So that's what I'm saying, like, so apparently I must have shifted to a timeline where Mint doesn't work out here, I guess, where phones that don't have that specific frequency band just aren't compatible, I guess. I don't know. It's just, we haven't been able to make sense of it. It's literally the only explanation we can think of is timeline shift. And so my mind is blown still. I still don't really know what to make of it. So I've been trying to find different solutions to be able to receive and call back to the United States, because I do sales work, and so I need to be able to call people and have conversations, and I literally can't do that right now. So it's been frustrating as well, but I think I have a solution that might work. Right now, it's just like, you know, I have to like go through the movements and the process to try to get a Google Voice plan, which, by the way, if any of you guys have ever tried to get a Google Voice phone number, it's literally impossible. I don't know what it is or if like all their numbers are taken right now, but I have never been able to get a Google Voice number, and I've tried for years. So I'm hoping like just porting the number over will be the solution. I'm going to try it and see, and I will keep you guys updated.
Or if any of you have any ideas of what might be going on here, we are all ears, because we honestly have no idea. And the only solution I can come up with is somehow Tiara has shifted timelines.
And yeah. It's
not that surprising. It's honestly not that surprising, because Tiara has been very triggered the past few years. And so she's kind of been on this emotional roller coaster. And I'm noticing that pending on like where her nervous system is at, where her like anxiety is at, her stress levels are at, I notice that life shifts with those moods.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. And you know, if you are one of those individuals struggling with like a very overstimulated or overburdened nervous system, that heavily affects your reality. And I didn't realize that. Like, I didn't realize that my nervous system and stress levels could be so impactful to my reality and the things that like manifest. Like, I never in a million years even considered that. Like, I knew that the universe responded to your internal frequency and or your core frequency and so forth. But I didn't really consider that like the nervous system was an indication of that. And so when my phone stopped working, I was already stressed, right? Like, I'm already freaking out about being able to stay and the insanity in the United States. And gosh, am I going to be able to stay out of the United States? Because it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. And so I had like this whole plan in place, and I was going to make money doing my psychic stuff, being able to talk to people, you know, remotely on the phone, as long as my phone functions, everything was great. And so when that got taken away, like, I spiraled. Like, I literally spiraled. I was like, I can't make money now. What am I going to do? Why is this happening to me? Am I cursed? I mean, like, in many ways I am, but like, what, why is it affecting my work? So, you know, it's been quite a process and a journey, and doing the ayahuasca has been very, very helpful for my nervous system. I will definitely say that.
But it's only as helpful as the integration piece. And you guys can go back and listen to our most previous episode about ayahuasca. Without the integration piece, you're going to make no progress. And that's something else that, Tiara and I will probably talk about more on this podcast, because I've noticed with Tiara, because Tiara and I we have similar gifts, like the gifts of channel. And I was like, the issue isn't getting information. We're both actually very excellent at getting information. It's what we do with the information that matters. And that's where Tiara, in her journey specifically, has been very tripped up, because she's just like, okay, well, I have all this information, and I know about my soul history, and I know about what trauma's there, and I know about the cursing, and I know about, you know, the family generational trauma and why I'm in this family line and the lessons that need to be learned. And I was just like, yeah, Tiara, this is all fantastic information. And I was like, but how are you integrating it? How are you applying it? And she's like, and that's where I'm just stuck. And I was like, well, without that piece, you're not shifting. And I think like that, and it's been proven, because Tiara and I have been at this for like 2.5-3 years now. And I'm just like, this is why I kind of pushed her towards ayahuasca, because I was just like, Tiara, the problem isn't getting information. We actually have, we are overflowing with information. It's just, how do we apply that to actually make your life better and make you a better person in the process?
Yeah. And so, you know, in that regards, the ayahuasca has been helpful in that I've been able to, at least in my most recent journey, understand not only that, okay, I'm getting insights, but how can I use these insights to do things like, for example, retrain my nervous system, and taking those motions and steps to do that. So, you know, I guess in a way, it's kind of good that that happens to me. I needed that triggering. And interesting thing about being able to get all this information, oftentimes we get this information and then I get even more triggered. So I'm trying to end that cycle. And, you know, doing the inner journeying with the ayahuasca has been very, very helpful for that. So, integration is huge. And it's even something I noticed when I was doing the psychic work and I was doing readings for people. I would do these profound and incredible readings for people and give them these insights, and then like in these readings we don't ever get into the integration. It was always just like, okay, you're asking for information, I'm giving it to you, here's what you're seeking, here's a little bit of guidance from spirit for you. And then they like call me back like the next day or a couple days later with the same thing, and I'm just like, what happened with the last information I gave you? What did you do with that? So it seems to be a thing that integration is more difficult for people, or at least many people don't understand how to take something as simple as even a tarot reading and apply and integrate with the information it's giving them. You know, with a lot of the psychic networks, like I always felt like what I was doing was entertainment, right? Like people call to be entertained. They don't really call for assistance and guidance. Some people do, and I was fortunate I had a couple of clients who did and really wanted that piece, but they were rare. They were very far and few in between. Most people are just looking for something they want to hear. And unfortunately, I wasn't that type of reader. It's kind of a common theme out there that we struggle with integration. And, you know, again, I hope as we continue to do more episodes and dive deeper into things like ayahuasca, that we can provide more insights about ways that you guys can do that.
But I love how we're having this discussion around healing and timelines. Because if there are an infinite number of timelines and there's multiple realities within that timeline, I mean, if you're sitting there asking yourself, well, how do I get into my higher timelines? How do I get into my highest timeline? I think there's a couple of things that you can do, but I would say ultimately the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is heal. And I know that's easier said than done. I know that healing can be very taxing. I know that healing can be very scary for most, because a lot of people don't want to face themselves. A lot of people don't want to go into their shadows. A lot of people don't want to go into their ego and creating that self-awareness of, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or maybe I wasn't the greatest person. And those are really difficult truths to face. Those are really, really hard things. And I understand why so many people are not ready for that. I understand why people don't want to look at those things, because it's really, really hard to find things about yourself that may not be the most positive and not take them as value judgments. And I think that's why a lot of people don't like to do the deeper work, because a lot of people will take those really devastating truths about themselves and then say, well, I am that now. I am this horrible person. I am this undeserving person because of X, Y, and Z. I don't deserve good things because look at all the horrible shit I did. And people take those value judgments about themselves or their past mistakes, because, and people define themselves around those horrible things. I know I did it. And that was something really, really hard that I had to overcome. It's one of the hardest things for any person to overcome, not to have their past define them. Because when you let your past define you, you get stuck in this really negative cycle. And unfortunately, people cannot shift into higher dimensions or higher vibrations, higher frequencies, or even higher timelines without being able to get yourself out of that negative cycle of, well, I deserve these things because of X, Y, and Z. I am a bad person because of A, B, C. And people just get stuck in this loop of, well, I don't, why should I work to be, why should I want more because I don't deserve them? Or why should I thrive to be better or be more, because they take that value judgment of their past experiences and they just think like, okay, I deserve all of this, so why should I try for more? And that's so devastating. And I know so many people get stuck in that cycle. And there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's just really, really hard to see that light when you are so enamored in all the darkness.
Yeah, I call it getting lost in the darkness, and I certainly do it. And all the things you described, exactly what I did. And it wasn't just the value judgments, but it was also, there was a lot of shame and guilt tied to it too, right? So you see the things that you have been, the ways you've acted, the way you treated people, the way you treated yourself, you feel guilt and shame. And then you start to make value judgments about, because I did these things, therefore I don't deserve better things. And it kind of gets stuck there. And she's right, it's very devastating. And you really just have to tell yourself that you can't change what you did in the past. And this is what Allie and her guides have told me, that you have to just learn from it and do better. But it takes a lot of consistent self-talk, positive self-talk, to get yourself out of that dark space. It does take a lot, and oftentimes it does require additional support and assistance as well. So that's why we're always talking about getting additional support and things like, you know, for example, ayahuasca, because it gives you more clarity and perspective. And that's very, very helpful, especially when you're stuck and lost in the darkness. It really is.
Something that I really, really want to get my point across is that we are our own creators. We are our own creators of our reality. No one is going to create it for us. No one is going to give us the things that we so desperately want. Because unfortunately, we have been programmed to want and want and want, to keep thriving for something bigger, never being satisfied with what we have in the moment. It's always, we want something bigger and better, and we want you know, the highest paying job. We want to climb up the corporate ladder. We want status. We want power. We want to be recognized as someone important. And unfortunately, that's how we've just been programmed. And thriving for all of that stuff is so extremely stressful. And when we are in a stressed, panic, manic state, our nervous system is so jumbled and like rattled that the nervous system doesn't know what to do. So the nervous system will create anxiety. It creates unnecessary stress. And so it keeps us in the lower vibrations. And so when we're in the lower vibrations, unfortunately, that is the reality that is going to be projected back at us. It's the reality, like Tiara's reality is freaking chaos. And I'm just like, you're doing all of the things to try to get yourself out of the chaos. Why is your life still chaos? And the only thing that I can come back to is it's because her nervous system is so freaking rattled that she can't stay consistent with anything. And we need consistency. Unfortunately, like, especially with social media, TikTok, our attention spans have diminished. And without having like concentration, without being present, without being able to like concentrate and focus on one thing, because our world isn't designed to keep us present. Our world is designed to keep us in panic, manic, anxiety, stressful, nervous system rattled world. And it's just so unfortunate because it keeps people on such low vibrations that unfortunately so many people just exist on these lower destructive timelines, and that will alter your reality. And so it's just so mind-boggling to me, like being fortunate enough to work with Tiara and actually like through my own experiences and then like working with her and just being so heavily involved in her world right now, I'm just like, this stuff that's happening between you and I right now is just like, I'm actually seeing everything that I have been taught, like from my guides, everything that my own wisdom, because I do have my own wisdom. My soul has tons of beautiful wisdom. And so like being able to incorporate that and trying to teach Tiara some of this wisdom, I'm just like, her reality and my reality are just so vastly different. It's just like I'm learning something about timelines and realities and frequencies and how your world is really projected back at you, pending on the chaos that's going inside of your body. And I'm just so fortunate that like Tiara has given me permission to talk about this on our podcast, because it is so mind-boggling, but fascinating. But also, I hope this like helps people realize that like your energy matters, your frequency matters, your vibration matters. Where you're at with your nervous system, your everyday stresses, all of that matters.
So she was talking about my life being chaos. Like, it is so 100% spot on. Like, once I got here to Colombia this year, it has been like one block or setback after another, after another, after another, to the point where I was like, you know, I think maybe I should just go back home. I don't know that this is the right path for me. Maybe this is a sign that it's not the right path. Maybe I should consider that. Maybe I deserve to be back in the United States. Maybe that's where I need to be. Like, those are the thoughts that were like popping up in my head as these blocks and setbacks continue to, you know, happen. So I've gone back and forth multiple times with going back home to the US, my intent was to, okay, well, maybe if I go back home, my nervous system won't feel the way it does here, without considering that back there, my nervous system really wasn't that much better. It was just essentially me getting into fight or flight mode mostly. And trying to escape and trying to find out where the grass is greener. And I know that that's something that I've done my entire life, always trying to find out where is the grass greener without even recognizing that, well, it's not greener because of you.
What's really interesting about that is that I had so much trauma as a child. I was in total flight mode. And I thought running and going to a place where no one knew me and being able to quote unquote start over was going to be the solution to all my problems. And I moved a lot. Like, I moved to Hawaii. I moved to San Diego. I moved to San Francisco. I moved to Colorado. I moved a lot. Like, every 2 years I was moving. And unfortunately, a lot of the same patterns, I guess you could say, were projected back at me within my reality. And I remember before I even started running, like maybe when I was 16, 17, my mother, because I was talking about like wanting to do all these things and go all these places. And my mother was just like, okay, you might want to do those things, but ultimately you're running. And she was like, it does not matter how many miles you put between what you think are your problems here at home, like whether that's, you know, issues with the family, whether that's issues with the environment, whether that's like the bullying, whether it doesn't matter. My mom's like, it does not matter how many physical miles you put between yourself and Vermont, because originally I was like, well, Vermont's all my problems. If I leave Vermont, then my life is going to be like all grand. Yay. And my mom was like, it doesn't matter how many physical miles you put. She was like, your problems will follow you. And of course, like, I'm a teenager. I didn't believe her. And I didn't believe her for years. and it's just, she planted that seed in me, because both of my parents were really, really good at that with me, planting seeds, even though I didn't really heed any of their advice, like at the time. Planting those seeds, though, became truly valuable once I started looking at myself and I started realizing, like, okay, it's not running. Running is never a solution. The grass is never greener anywhere you go. The problem is me. And I remember after like my third move, my mom, I was on the phone with her and she just had, you know, she was very frank and very honest and very direct and was like, Allie, the problem isn't the place. The problem is you. And that was really jarring. It was really difficult for me to hear. And I was just like, no, it can't be me. It just can't be. You know, I was in denial. I also wasn't ready to look at myself. And once I did get to a place where I was ready to look at myself, I was just like, yep, nope. My mom, again, planting all those seeds. She was right about so much. She was right about the grass not being greener. She was right about, didn't matter how many physical miles I put between me and whatever I thought was the problem at the time. And the problem really was me. It was my nervous system. It was my energetic state. It was the stress and anxiety that I was putting myself through, because I was actively running and not actively trying to heal. Like, I was in victim mode. I was just in these very, very crazy mental states of, it's my environment. It's not me. And I was running from myself. Ultimately, I was running from myself, which I would say that's what most people do. Most people do run from themselves, and they just find comforts and validation outside of anything other than themselves. And so not unfortunately, but I remember going through that experience. So when Tiara got here for the second time, I was just like, hey, I'm going to have a little conversation with you that my mother had with me. And I think Tiara is learning the value of energy and really, like, really understanding that your energy and like your current reality is absolutely being projected back at you. And I think that has been very enlightening for Tiara, but probably also very jarring, because everything triggers her.
You were talking about the running thing, like running from yourself. And I do think that a big piece of why I ran from my twin soul was because I was running from myself. Like, you know, I do consider myself and my twin soul to be the same person. And I just think that the mirror he showed me was one I was not ready to face or look at, and haven't been for a very, very long time. And so, yeah, I always did this thing where, just as Ali said, you look for where the grass might be greener. And I did that a lot. I did that with not just physical places, but like projects and business endeavors and things like that. And, you know, I would do this thing where if it didn't work out or it didn't go the way I wanted or expected, I would take it as a value judgment, which is like, it will make you spiral. If you, the more you do that, the more you will spiral. So it's a very difficult cycle to escape. Like, I'm not going to lie, like immensely difficult, but it's absolutely doable. You just have to want to, and you have to be ready to face yourself and look at yourself and take the steps to change the habits and behaviors.
Healing is very taxing. And it's so unfortunate that healing is so taxing, because people heal because they want something better, right? Like, people choose to heal because they think like, hey, my life is going to get better. But, and ultimately, over a period of time, it will get better. But you got to face a lot of things and look at a lot of things and not spiral. That's the key, is that you can't let all these negative, when you look at the negative stuff, you can't get stuck in it and you can't spiral from it. Because when you start to spiral from it, it is really, really hard to get yourself out. And most people can't even do it themselves. Most people will have to seek additional support, whether that's talk therapy, hypnotherapy, EFT, divination. There's a million different ways now. Everyone's offering something. And even those sometimes don't help. And it's really interesting, which is why Tiara and I actually talk so much about the ego on this podcast, because like, the ego is just such a fascinating topic, because the ego in ways helps us, because it like helps motivate us, it helps us problem solve, it helps us, you know, it gives us validation, it makes us have pride, it makes us feel good about like what we're working on and what we're doing. It gives us, you know, ambition, it gives us motivation ultimately. And, you know, there are very good things that the ego does provide to a human being, but the ego also convinces us that we're right even when we're wrong. And that is a very, very difficult thing to get past, because if your ego is telling you, no, no, you were in the right, they were in the wrong, it's just like, how do you even get past that with your ego? And it trips a lot of people up and it keeps a lot of people stuck. And that's why we talk so much about the ego, because the ego is just a really fascinating topic.
By the way, we have several episodes about the ego, if you guys want to go check those out, where we do go into more depth about its impact and how it can affect you and ways to overcome the limitations of the ego, if you're very interested. Great episodes, by the way.
So I hope you all were able to get some idea about energy and projecting reality and timelines and needing to shift into like higher timelines and have inner peace and be able to kind of navigate this crazy world that we're living in. Like, I can't even keep up with the craziness. Like, every single day it's like a new executive order, it's a new law coming into place, it's a new, I'm just like, how are things changing so fast? First of all, that's my question. How are things changing so fast at such the rapid pace? And it's like, I feel like something, like very, very few things are moving forward, but I also feel like we're going backwards in more ways than we should be. And I'm just like, I can't even keep up. My brain can't keep up. And I'm just like, the only way that I even know how to navigate all this craziness is don't give it energy. Don't pay attention to it. Go into your bubble. find ways to find inner peace in all the craziness, because if you can't find inner peace in today's world, it is going to swallow you whole.
Also, I will be going back to the acupuncturist and taking photos when I'm there to show her that there is no TV in my reality. Well, I don't know what it's like now. It's been, I don't know, maybe over a month since I saw him. I'm convinced that maybe it was taken down or moved or something. I don't know, but I'm going to take photos.
It has never been moved in my 2 years of going there.
Photos, and we will see. I'll have an update. We'll see.
Yeah, I was almost to the point where it's like, when you make your appointment, I want to go with you and like just sit in the office waiting for your appointment to be finished, because I have to see what you're seeing.
Oh, I wonder how that works. Like, would you see something and then I wouldn't see it?
I have no idea. We've never tried it.
Oh, that's a good experiment. I was getting ready to even ask you to like ask him if he moves the TV at night.
No, TR, I can guarantee you the man's super busy. There is no way that he just moves the TV every single night. There's just no way. And there's also no way that he would have different decorations. Okay, I'm sorry. I just find a lot of TR's claims a little unbelievable, because obviously I took photos and I was like, this is what I see when I go to his office.
I'm sorry. There's no way that TV has been there for 2 years.
It has
You're
been.
Saying the TV has been there for
yes,
2 years.
Yes.
That's insane. TR, yeah. That yes. is literally insane.
I have been
there
seeing him longer than you have. So yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, next time I see him, I don't know when that will be, but next time I will take photos.
Yeah, I might just go with you. I might just show up and just go with her. We'll see. We will follow up on this, because I'm telling you, I have proof. She does not yet.
Not yet. Keyword.
Correct. So I hope you guys learned something, like something that like this is just, I know it's a lot of out there stuff. And so it's okay if you think her and I are a little crazy. We kind of are. but it's just, I find timelines super, super fascinating. I think something else that all of us need to bear in mind is that time is like created time. Like I think time on this planet was created by I'm not very good at history. It's not my strong suit, but like I don't know who created time. And I would say that the calendar, like someone messed up the calendar. I've seen this conspiracy theory too, that someone messed up the calendar, and that this might be another reason why timelines are all messed up, because we're not even on, like we're not our calendar, like our 12 months, 24 hours a day isn't even aligned properly with astrology. And like, I have seen theories that there's actually 13 months out of the year and not supposed to be 12. And so time is like a man-made created thing. So outside of Earth, like time doesn't exist, which is why there's infinite number of timelines with multiple realities, because any place outside of Earth, time runs totally, totally different. So any of you who are into spirituality and like more of these very out there theories, let us know, because Tiara and I love talking about stuff like this.
We do. It's a lot of fun. You know, we kind of have a rabbit hole obsession. Now, I've done good about staying away from rabbit holes, because I do this thing where I go into them and then I spiral. So I haven't done the rabbit hole thing in a while, but this is a good one, and it's a very interesting one. So yeah, we will keep you guys posted about the acupuncturist's office. It's a big debate between us right now.
Absolutely. So I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. And if you guys have any suggestions on topics, like I think you know by now, Tiara and I don't shy away. So send us feedback. Let us know. Like, we love hearing from you.
Yes, please do.
So thank you, everyone, and have a fantastic week.